Welcome back to Pawscast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dune the Fox, and my boss thinks I take the air in potato chip bags and inject it all into my ass, because when I work, I fly by the seat of my pants. And I'm joined today by two other people who know how to improv really well. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Dune.
And I'm also joined by Dameron. Hi, Dameron.
Hello.
This table got really fucking awkward. And I feel embarrassed as fuck.
Of course not. Anyway, let's skip this.
It smells like fried potatoes.
I've never seen you say no but so hard in my life.
It's not a no but. It's a no.
Absolutely. Like, so what we just did there was a bit of character work. Wasn't that crazy?
It was one of the character works of all time, yes.
Sure. Really great. So
you got to work on that. You really do.
So today, we're going to be talking about something kind of hyper-specific, but really important to me personally. We're going to be talking about fursuit character,
Ooh. Which
I'm super excited. I could talk about this ad nauseum, which is crazy. But
exciting.
Yeah, I think it is super exciting. So just to kind of start at the top, I want to define, I guess, the scope of what I mean when I say fursuit character. So what we're talking about here is you get into a fursuit, and then how do you portray your character, right? So this would be things like your voice, your mannerisms, body language, any like actions, any sort of like physical or verbal or emotional acting that you're doing to really bring that character to life, right? So that's what I want to talk about, because there are tons of people who do this in furry. And it's not unique to furry. I mean, I think there are people who do this in every fandom.
Yeah.
But furry is what I feel like I know. And I also feel like furry... I'm gonna say the controversial thing up front.
Oh, gosh.
I think furry is drag.
You're putting on a character. Yeah.
But it's a full body transformation as well.
Right.
Yeah.
You're definitely becoming something else.
What if I pitch this to you?
Go ahead.
We went to the Renaissance Festival. You got to pick out an outfit from top to bottom.
Yes.
That was the same kind of concept.
Yeah. And
how did that character turn out for you?
Well, I definitely felt like once I was wearing the look, it was easy to slip into that character, you know? Yeah.
Do you remember what you called your character?
I called my character...
It's so gay.
I called him... yours was Percival.
Uh-huh.
Mine was Bames.
Bames?
Yeah.
Tell us about Bames.
I would love to tell you about Bames. Okay, so here's the story of Bames. We're already fucking derailing. Uh-huh. Bames comes from a story that I will tell at a later time. Bames is James with a B. That's all it really means.
Are you serious?
You'll have to hold off to hear this one now.
So,
Oh my God.
It's really good.
Please stay tuned for the whole story. So anyway, but yeah, so I honestly like drag, Renfair outfits, like fursuits, like there are so many different, even people who are like into like the clown fandom, there's so many. Yeah. And they squeak their noses and that's all
there's
they do.
Actually a clown college.
There is a clown college.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can get a bachelor's in clowning around.
Mm-hmm.
So like.
You have a master's.
Yeah. And everybody who has a master's, they all fit in one car.
That's okay. Anyway, keep going. My bad.
Meaning there isn't that many or it's clown car?
So we're talking about fursuit character. So basically, you put on the carpet and then you become somebody else. So what I want to talk about first is, for the three of us here, do you portray a character that is any level different from your day-to-day human personality when you're in suit?
I mean, I would say absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So, elaborate.
Yeah. So, I mean, Terry is Terry. No. Yeah. With my bun, specifically, I usually like to think that my voice gets a little bit higher. You know, I start to, like, get a little bit more energized. You know, I'm usually more... Handsy's not the word. But, like, I bapping, I guess, is a better word for it. You know, just like pestering and annoying people a little bit more.
So you get more into like assaulting people.
Yes, actually. No. No, like, you know, pushing people's buttons until they like, and then I go like, hee 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 when they get mad.
Yeah. So you like to be a bully.
Exactly. That's actually.
Something I really love about that.
And I know that it's one of Wolf's favorite things, too.
Oh, yeah. Wolf loves when I get into Terry mode.
Yeah, it's one of Wolf's favorite things.
Oh, no.
How can this be three episodes that we've just what is wrong with me?
Freaking be on the damn show.
We got to get him on because he's got to have a chance to speak for himself.
Right.
It's going to be the show that Wolf comes on. It's going to be like everything we've told him.
The topic is bullying.
Yeah. Just
oh my gosh. Shit. Okay, so you like to bully.
Yeah, a little bit.
There's
yeah.
more, so, but I think you're saying there's more physicality, right?
Yeah, absolutely more physicality. I feel like I'm a little bit more energetic, is even with like, you know, 1,000-pound carpet on me.
Yes.
I'm doing a little bit more jumpiness, you know, bounciness. I also, you know, I make sure that I am moving my hands a little bit more. Like, I even do like a little thing where I put like my hands towards my chest a little bit more, kind of like how a bunny, when they stand up, they do the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's not something that like I like thought about. It's just kind of, it felt like it was right, you know, when I put on Terry.
There, it's so interesting how there's an intuition with this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I just think that's so fascinating. Yep. I think part of that for me, that intuition comes from the fact that like, this is going to sound funny to actually say out loud, but so, you know, people have multiple sonas and things like that.
Yeah.
Dune is the most accurate reflection of who I feel like I am and who I feel like I want to be.
I'd be the same thing with Terry. Yeah.
So when I feel like when you have that kind of very personal attachment to the character, there's a lot of like intuition that happens when you're portraying that character.
You make the character yourself. It feels like you, and it like feels more like a more complete you almost, I would say.
Yeah. Well, and to be honest, in contrast, because you and I both actually have two characters.
Spoilers! What?
Okay, editors, we can cut that.
No.
But, so, do you feel like you portray a character as easily or effortlessly with your other suit?
Ooh, okay, so for Ripley, my hyena...
Yeah.
I kind of had to make his character a little bit more. It wasn't just like, you know, it didn't feel just like, you know, slipping into like, you know, your another piece of clothing.
Right.
Yeah, with Ripley, I kind of had to feel like, what do I want to go with this character? What do I want my vibe to be? And I definitely went kind of more, well, where Terry's bouncy and like kind of light bully, Ripley's more, I don't say just dommy and stuff, but like
he's a dom top.
No, but like he's stronger in a way that like, you know, he can like really get like push someone down, that kind of thing.
So he's more confident.
Yeah, confident. Yeah, I almost want to say mean.
Not arrogant. Just meaner.
Yeah, meaner.
Yeah.
When it comes to Dameron, the character was actually developed as myself crossed with an Arctic wolf.
Absolutely.
So it has the blue eyes, it has blonde head fur, and then the ear trim was just something that was kind of a design that popped up with it. But it's basically just a straight Arctic wolf with blonde hair and blue eyes and a little blonde tail tuft at the end. I debuted that suit at Anthrocon 2007. We're looking at almost 20 years now.
Do I know how old I was in 2007?
Tell me.
Hit us.
I was 9 years old.
9 years old.
07?
07.
I was 13 or 14.
Okay.
So, big age difference here, guys.
So, Dameron's freshly 25. Happy belated birthday.
Yeah.
Remember when I did that
to you? Bullshit.
Yeah.
So, like, how are your... You also have a visceral attachment to your character. So, what are the mannerisms like?
So, first donning the suit... I actually did not have a voice for the character at all.
Gotcha.
But it was an embodiment to me. I was donning a second skin, and it was... When I wore the suit for the first time in public at Anthrocon, couldn't speak, couldn't think of how to really make the voice for the character, and I was just kind of really cute and growled at people and things like that. And eventually, a voice started to develop, and it was like he was learning English for the first time.
Yeah.
And people were drawn to, and I've been told I sound like Meatwad or Jar Jar Binks.
It's definitely that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, well, remember, you did Jar Jar Binks.
He ended up having kind of this you push the button, please. So number one on the elevator, we go to the lobby.
Lobby.
And then it started to add more inflection and higher pitch. Hi, Dameron, the Arctic Wolf here. It's nice to meet you. And, you know, 1.0 versus 2.0, I say the balls finally dropped, and I was more myself in 2.0.
You're like, hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, I talk more like myself in that suit. But the motion, you get more alive. You have to express... Without having, you know, the face doesn't really change. The eyes don't change. You got the follow me eyes, which is cool. The jaw moved, which is great. but more of it is out of the body language. And you put on a show,
absolutely,
and the more people, you know, they'll draw, that it draws the attention, not to be attention seeking, but it's fun to entertain people.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it.
This is a really, really important point of Fursuit character that I wanted to touch on. This is actually a huge reason why I attach this to something like drag, because you do lose all of your facial expression when you're wearing a fursuit, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So
yeah.
you quite, I mean, if you have like moving jaw or like posable ears or whatever, like there's going to be some of that. But for the most part, you're acting with the rest of your body or your whole body in general. Yeah. So that's stage acting. That's literally theater, right? Yeah. So that's honestly, that's why I attach it to drag so much, because like instantly you become larger than life. You become interesting because you're not a human anymore. You're this literal character. And most of us now watched cartoons with animals at some point, or played video games or whatever at some point in our lives, you know?
Something out for both of you then. Have you ever had fans or somebody that really maybe just got started in furry reach out to you and say, your character really touched me in such a way that now I'm a furry?
Because a little bit. I remember when I was doing TikToks a lot and stuff, there would be some people like, oh, you're like, I used to hate on your videos and stuff, and now I'm a furry now, and I really like your stuff. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Every time.
You know?
The haters are closet furries.
I mean, yeah, I've had people be like, yeah, you know, you're the reason why I chose Bunny, you know, that kind of thing. I'm like, oh, thank you, you know?
Yeah. I've been doing YouTube for a long time, so I've had some people reach out to me and be like, you know, I'm going through a really hard time. Like, your videos really helped me get out of a hard time. I don't think I've had anybody, like, specifically pivot to being furry because of me. I will say, though, the music video that we did in the woods with Speedy, and then this music video we just did, the Chapel Roan song, the Sailor Moon, you know, fantasy, those got a lot of views, a lot of comments.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people who aren't furry that are like, oh my God, this is fucking cool, actually, you know?
Ooh.
Great. So to me, that's like positive representation, but it's happened a couple other times too. I think my most popular YouTube short right now, this may be wrong, but I think my most popular YouTube short right now that went viral for like 6 months, well after it was posted, was I used to do a video shortly before I'd go to every con and be like, hey, I'm going to this con, I'll see you there.
Aww.
So I did a little short before it was IFC, the year that they did like hula Hawaii kind of themes.
Yeah.
So I'm literally, you remember the short, I think. Damron remembers the short. I was in an apartment. So we're filming down the hallway. I come from behind a corner and I'm just doing like a little hula skirt dance. And I've got lays and like a little. I'm literally like slowly sauntering down the hallway while doing hula dancing and stuff. And the number of comments this video got, because it was all people like, cringe, shoot it, burn it, whatever. But then it was a ton of like normie people from the city or BFE or wherever that and they were all like, dude, he loves his life. Like, why is anybody hating in the comments? It was a lot of people that came in being supportive.
Hell yeah.
So didn't pivot people to furry, but I genuinely think there's
a lot of...
You
got some good support.
Yeah, because it's only weird if you make it weird, right?
Absolutely.
I could do a whole episode on just the furry fandom in general, so I know I'm derailing a bit. But like, when you're online...
A furry podcast about the furry fandom? Oh my gosh.
Honestly. But like, the thing is like, you know, that character, whatever it is, however you express it, can absolutely touch people. Enough to make them pivot to furry sometimes.
Yeah.
Or randomly corral the masses to your side for some reason. It's really interesting.
It usually blindsides me a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't expect it, and then it hits me, and I just, like, how? I'm just having fun and doing my thing, but it touches people in some way.
The thing that I hold on to in my mind is, this is going to be a little bit depressing, so I apologize, but, like, it's really easy to see, like, the darkness in life, right? The darkness in the world and stuff like that. So anytime there's light, there's fire, there's warmth, like, people are moths at their core, right? So they're attracted to the light, the fire, the warmth, the happiness, the joy, the star power, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, that little bit of happiness you create in a 60-second short on the internet, that's enough for people for 5 seconds to be like, hey, I'm doing great. Honestly, that's my goal with anything internet, is to be like, hey, I just really want you to get away from life for a second and just enjoy yourself,
sure.
You know? But I do think that's why this happens, even though we're so niche, we're so weird or whatever. Because furry's weird. keep it weird, you know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Keep it weird. But so even quote unquote normies, I didn't say that right at all. Quote unquote normies can be like, oh, actually, yeah, respect the art form. It's fucking weird. It's not for me. Love this guy. Thanks. Thanks for the laugh. Appreciate you know, whatever you. It is.
Absolutely, yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
it is.
It's like, oh, this is fun.
You had your really cartoony voice as 1.0, Dameron did.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
And then you transitioned to a ball dropping 2.0.
Hey, it's me. Just talking as I'm usually talking here.
So I've never told this story online.
Okay.
Oh no.
This is some deep cut Dune lore. Are you ready?
I'm so excited.
I've genuinely never shared this. I think. I'm pretty sure. So how Dune's voice from 1.0 got started.
Uh-huh. What was Dune's 1.0 okay, so voice? I need to hear this.
Hi, everybody. What's going on?
So that sounds the same thing.
No, not quite.
You're a little shit.
I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, so it's
welcome to our show.
It's him when he's being a bottom. I got it. No, so.
Let me flip my tail for you.
Crazy. I dare you to do that for a skit. We'll script that shit.
Oh, man. Okay. I'll totally get bent over if I do that.
I'm not Shaggy. It's becoming Shaggy.
It is. I'm Scoob. Jeez.
Joinks.
Give me a Scooby snack.
He's your bottom. All right. So how the voice... I'll get into the voice in a second. But how the voice got started is I used to... So, like, my best friend and I in high school, we would, like, hang out a lot after school, right? So we would be, like, baking Toll House cookies and eating random food. So we would have the sugar rush. Later, it was a little bit of, like, marijuana, maybe. So, you know, we were doing crazy crap.
In high school? Oh, my God.
I was, like, 18 for legal reasons. Purposes.
It wasn't legal then.
Statute of limitations. What was that? Oh. So, anyway.
Yeah, it's been a long enough for you to get out of high school.
It doesn't matter. He just called me fucking old again.
What?
Okay.
Hey,
so
he's not calling me old.
No,
you called yourself old. My best friend and I in high school, there was either a sugar rush or maybe some, like, THC chemicals. But anyway, so we were, and, like, we would stay up late, and we were just, it was to the point where we could literally just look at each other and start laughing for, like, no reason at all. Not even just, this was including sober. Like, we just were so in tune with the humor. So, we used to do this, like, voice in, like, grocery stores. Or, like, in the mall. Or, like, when we were joking with, like, our other friends. Like, it's just this very grating, annoying voice that, like, really pushes the voice box. And, like, it's not, like, really annoying, but it is. I don't know. So, basically, the voice is, like, I have to, fuck, it's been so long. It's, like.
Bring it back. Yeah, conjure it.
I have to conjure 1.0. It's, like, hi, everybody. What's going on? Oh, fuck, he's back.
Okay, I have heard of this voice before. Yeah.
So in today's video, we're going to do some stupid shit. Hi!
Oh, no.
You've seen me make a few characters right in front of you.
Yeah.
It's been kind of cool.
You've made characters on the spot. So that's 1.0. You're literally just, like, taking your voice.
Oh, my God.
It's almost speaking whale from Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
It's that same shape, but way more annoying.
I only have one suit. Like, Terry's my one.
Yeah.
Model. Yeah. So, but before Terry, you know, character work I did was mostly TikTok.
The protege.
My protege voice.
I fucking love that voice so much.
Yeah, for that one, I usually just go a little bit higher, and I, like, do a little bit more nasally and stuff. And usually it makes a little bit of a difference. I like to think it makes a little bit of a difference. It's like, let's see if I can do it now. It's like, hey, everyone. Hi, everyone. Today we're going to watch people go on Beer Chat or something like that.
Yeah, so it's that, but then you, like, do you duplicate it or triplicate it?
I duplicate it and I make it a little bit higher.
As well. Yeah, so there's, like, that, like, pitch dissonance as well. That's what makes it so funny to me. Because you sound like you've run away and joined the circus and you have a few screws loose. Like, it's just incredible. Now, my 2.0, my 2.0, though, is much more of, it's a slightly amped up version of me.
Yeah.
But it's basically me. Like, I feel like it's like a much more dialed back version of 1.0. So it's more like, you know, well, that's all we have for now. You know, like it's a little more amped up.
Absolutely. My voice with hair is like,
tech support.
Hi. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. You know,
yeah.
Very, very much a little bit wispy, a little bit, I don't know.
A little bit wispy,
A little bit wispy,
Oh my God. That's so funny.
That was a random fox noise. That means it's time to let you know we are on Patreon. If you like this podcast and want to see more, we have multiple subscription options available. You could even get early access to episodes and access to an exclusive group chat. Whoa! Go to patreon.com/pauseplay to learn more and subscribe today. Thank you so much for supporting furry content online. You're amazing! Back to the show.
We've been talking about voice a lot. Terry, you talked about more of the body language, holding your hands closer to your chest.
Yeah.
Damron, you talked about like humongous, like more arm motion, bigger motion.
Well, it's similar to Terry's.
Yeah. And I think I have that too. I know for sure.
You just Vogue.
I feel like a Fortnite character, genuinely. Like, I'm just like idol dancing. My idol animation is Vogue. But my physicality in suit is also way more feminine, I think. I'm working hips, I'm working the walk, and I walk really gay as it is already, but I feel like I'm trying to amp that up more in
the
suit.
Swagger.
But also, I feel like I love how my ass looks in suit, and I want to swish that tail, and I want to work every fucking angle possible, and I feel tall.
I just remember like,
about
us walking to like any dance comp and stuff.
Any
like,
dance
comp. I'm like a little like, oh, okay, here we go, we got this. And Dune's just like strut, 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 like one foot in front of the other, has to like wave like this, like a little gay wave to everybody as he walks by.
Yeah.
Hi.
Listen, we spent the joke that I tell people now is we spend like 600 or 700 years working for 3 minutes of stage time.
Absolutely. Yes.
Like, so when we get on stage, I'm like, oh, I will savor every damn moment.
And for me, I'm like, I got to make sure I don't fuck it up.
Well, I'm thinking that too, but
put on a really great show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
and
you.
That the practice is there and it sings on stage.
Oh.
So Damron, you mentioned like how you found the voice and the character. Terry, how did you find your character as a bunny?
Oh, boy.
It's mostly you, but like, how did you?
I mean, so when I first made Terry, oh man. So I was in like, I was a little bit part of the roleplay community back when I was younger.
Of course, of course.
A little bit. And I wanted a character that would kind of subvert expectations a little bit for my type of roleplay. I won't go into that too much yet.
That's a different episode.
Different episode. So I thought a bunny would be a good idea.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
You know, this is a small bunny, and then he would like, you know, subvert expectations in certain ways. High level, you know?
High level.
Not going too deep into it. And, you know, I made Terry when I was, like, 17 and stuff. Then I kind of didn't do anything with him. And then COVID happened, and I got Terry as an avatar in VR chat.
Sure.
And, like, oh, my gosh. I can just be Bunny.
Am Bunny
I'm
now.
Just Bunny. And it really didn't really start hitting me until I got my suit. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I can just kind of relax a little bit. I can be myself. And I can just really kind of find my way of not having to be super anxious.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I will say, obviously, you're covering your whole body in a fursuit.
Yeah.
If a full suit, I should say, more specifically. But, like, that eliminates a lot of anxiety for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could do dance competitions as a human.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I definitely couldn't,
that's
honestly.
That's so real.
Like, even when we do, like, you know, floor wars and stuff, I'm not in Terry's head, I'm not going to be able to do it.
Right. Right.
It's crazy, honestly. It's a whole mental space thing for sure.
Yes. What were the inspirations for your character work, if there were any?
For my character work?
Yeah.
My inspirations.
Well, Dameron was fully derived from making the Arctic Wolf myself. But one of my bigger inspirations was I was at work. I worked tool and die.
Yeah.
I was in between doing something, and I just had an inspiration that just hit me all at once. Has anybody ever done an Irish setter?
Oh, my God.
Nevertheless, even
gosh.
More, a Scottish Irish setter. And I started probing around. Nobody's ever seen anything like that before. And I had an inspiration that was drawn from Samurai Jack, episode 11.
Oh, the bridge Scotsman. Episode, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Damn, and you knew that the off way, the number. The I know Samurai Jack.
Hell yeah.
Samurai Jack's freaking great.
I love Samurai Jack.
So the Scotsman was just an instant favorite of mine. Two immovable forces meeting, and Jack is just proper, and you got this Scotsman, you really violent. I'll insult you right to your face, you bony bleather in Edford. And I'm like, I could take that voice, and you practice it, and you take it with you, and you make it, and you make it your own, and you turn it into something. And once the suit arrived and having the kilt and the whole regalia with it, that character was born, and he was more of an asshole, especially if I'd been drinking. And the character came more to life if I'd been drinking.
Yeah.
See, now you can really get into the voice. You start to act like the character. Why don't you fuck off, you son of a bitch? I don't want to talk to you right now. You're getting on my nerves. Are you talking about addiction? It sounds like you just got dick problems. You know, you fucking God. Get in that kind of way. And the character, people loved it. They ate it up, and it was so cool to have that character. And that was just off the top of my head, and it was just born on a whim. And then somebody that I had a contact with made a really realistic, nice-looking suit for me, form-fit. And I think what made the magic die for me is growing a bit thicker and the suit shrunk from washing it and starting to show with the cuffs and
whatnot. Sure, sure, sure.
And eventually I did sell the character off. And I there's maybe a little bit of regret about that because that was me. That was my character. And,
yeah.
Man, I really made something of it. And it was fun.
That character was so great.
Mm-hmm.
Brassica.
Brassica. Brassica McDiffin Bentley. Coming so at you.
So good. What were the inspirations for your character, Terry? For your character work.
For my character work? I mean, it just kind of... I don't mean, like, it's so natural. But I mean, it really just felt like...
Sometimes
it just felt like it was right to do.
Yeah.
You know, I did improv and stuff in college and stuff. So
yeah.
I really just kind of felt like, you know, what would the character, like, how would the character move?
Yeah.
How would the character act? How would the character speak? And from there, just, like, I thought the vibe of Terry, and I got there.
I think you also, like, had done theater, right?
Yeah, oh,
like,
yeah. So. I mean, before I got Terry, I was in theater, I was in improv, right. You know, all that stuff.
So you had actually access to a pretty systematic, like, approach to the character.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I was also a theater kid.
What?
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a theater kid, but it was too scary. So I'm a fucking late bloomer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And now we have a podcast.
And now we have a podcast.
Yeah. Theater kids. You've done stage work.
Yeah. Yeah. All through high school and some of college.
Me too.
Yeah. I was in like 13 shows.
Oh, hell yeah. A lot more than me, but yeah, I've done a few.
They were fun.
A lot of concerts more.
Yeah, yeah. Fun.
So, inspirations for my character. So, I actually have a backstory written for the Dune.
Interesting.
And I initially wrote this story in, like, 04, 05. And then I lost the file. And then I rewrote part of it 10 years ago. And I'm going to come back probably very soon and finish writing it. Because I feel like I'm in a much more creative space where I can, like, really do justice to that story. Mm-hmm. So I've had this story in my head for, like, 20 years. To give you the very brief synopsis of what it is, he's basically, like, okay, he's one of the heroes that saves the world. And it's all sci-fi fantasy, whatever. Listen, I have an ego. Like, we get it, right? So...
That's so funny. Anyway.
But that's not how I portray him. I portray him as kind of, like, a court jester... And, you know, he wants to be center of attention and he wants to be, have all these, like, you know, he wants to be good at everything, right? Like, that's basically what it is, which is very me. but the initial inspiration of this character came from, like, I knew I wanted him to be Fox-like because of the Sonic series. So, like, my inspo was Tails, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You were hoping for me to say, like, Judy Hopps or
I
something.
Was really hoping
you were
hoping.
You were praying for me to say Judy Hopps.
You remember when you texted Judy Hopps?
Let me say this. I made Terry a year before Zootopia came out.
Absolutely. Disney ripped you off.
Yeah, actually.
So we got to fix that.
People are always like, oh, you made just Judy Hopps. I'm like, no.
So was it Thumper from Bambi or something?
I don't know why I chose. I mean, I watched a lot of like Bugs Bunny and stuff.
Sure.
But like Bugs Bunny. I mean, I like bunnies in general. I always like bunnies.
Yeah. And that's how it was for me with foxes. Like I was like growing up with Tails. So I was like, oh my God, like this is. And then the thing about Tails is like, he's not very fast or very strong. He's just smart. And he's creating technology and doing all these things, you know? So that's how he kind of holds his own. And that's what I wanted Dune to have is like, okay, so he's very technically inclined and he tries to be like, you know, kind of intelligent or whatever.
Dang.
And then the other inspiration is his name comes from a book called The City of Ember, which was recently made into a movie within like the last 10 years, I think.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that one.
It's
I watched that one, actually.
It's kind of like The Giver. It's an underground, like, kind of dystopian
Bill
society.
Bill Murray in it.
Yeah, I think so. I think it had Bill Murray.
In the awful, like, mole thing.
Yeah, it was... The book was better. But it's kind of like The Giver or like Logan's Run, where it's like a dystopian society and it's like, you know, some people figure out how to like escape back into the actual world or whatever. So City of Ember is very much like that. Dune is the main character's best friend. Which also really resonated with me. This is another lore drop. I'm so sorry to do this episode. Dune's original name was going to be Dan.
Dan?
Which is so awful.
I mean, listen, I can't talk.
Dan name. The Fox, dude.
My bun's name is Terry, right. So you know it is what it is.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember where I got Terry. I always like names that end with Y.
Yeah,
that was always fun. Gosh,
so Ripley.
That's
yeah,
so different,
Ripley
man.
Terry.
Yeah.
And
Benny.
So, what?
Benny. Jimmy.
I'm not gonna ever have a Jimmy. I like Terry because it was a little bit more agnostic, I think.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, it was a fun name. I like Terry sounds good. I just liked. And then Maze came from a character I actually played in a show. Their last name was De La Maze.
So oh,
I just, like,
yeah.
I took Maze at the end of it. Because they were a villain. I'm like, I want to be a villain. That, like, first Terry was an asshole. And then Ripley became the asshole. And Terry became Bun.
So Ripley absorbed...
Asshole.
Terry's...
Ripped asshole. Oh no.
Ripley
for the audio listeners, I'm disgusted.
Ripley absorbed Terry's asshole.
No, ew.
Okay. That's very different from mine. Like a lot of my background for Dameron, it was actually spiritual. I had a lot of dreams about wolves growing up.
Yeah.
And I had a kinfolk that helped me meditate on the spirit animal and things of that sort, and an Arctic wolf paired with me.
Yes.
And Ravenos was the Cherokee girl that helped me meditate on this.
That's cool.
And that's how the name Dameron came about. But the wolf was just a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it the name. And that's how Dameron came to be.
That's fucking cool.
Cool.
I do want to clarify just for people who are tuning in. I know we're sort of not talking about the character work at this point, but I feel like all these different inspirations and influences really have an impact on the overall presentation, right?
Absolutely.
So it's for like my situation in particular, like Dune is kind of meant to be like a survivalist, like a tech guy. And, you know, he sort of deals with like frightening situations all the time. In my backstory, but now I present him as like a fucking drag queen, basically, you know.
True.
So it's just sometimes those things get subverted. So I guess maybe the takeaway for me is like you can start with one jigsaw puzzle and decide you actually like Sudoku better.
Yeah.
You know,
Dameron makes a pretty good femboy.
Yeah,
and Maze too.
Yeah, I mean Terry started off as conniving and like mean and stuff, and then he turned into Bun.
Yeah, I don't know if he stopped being mean.
Less me.
Okay, fair.
Mean bun.
Bratty. There we go. That's a better word.
Bratty is great.
Well, from mean to bratty, I guess. I wouldn't even call myself that bratty. Okay, anyway.
You're not bratty.
Anyway.
For the audio listener, Terry is also becoming a drag queen.
Oh, no.
Hell yeah.
No! Fuck! Well, thank you, Dameron and Terry, for being here. I could talk about this one all day, too. I probably said that, like, every fucking episode, but...
Yeah.
For people who may be getting started with their own suits or their own personas, or whatever, if you're getting into voice acting or VR, PNG tuber, like, that kind of thing, like, there's many different ways to act out a character. I focus on fursuits because that's the one I'm most familiar with, but... It's interesting, I think, to dissect it here in this format and then hopefully help people who are getting started do more. Yeah.
Most of all, you're pouring yourself into something that you're passionate about.
So. Absolutely.
And it may not always be like the direct reflection of your heart, body, and soul. It might be a character you adopt, and you're just trying something new because you like the acting thing, you know?
And your characters change.
Yes. Characters evolve over time, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Terry 2.0 is going to be fascinating to look at.
Oh, God. Terry 2.0 will come out when I can afford it.
And that's real.
You need a sponsor.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, sponsor? Sponsors? I'm going to do suit. Sponsor?
Pause play. Go to sponsor.
We need money. We need your money.
Oh, money.
All right. End the show, dude.
All right, great. That was it from us about Fursuit Character. What was your favorite story? What was your favorite character work kind of technique? Do you have any inspirations for your characters? Get in the comments. Let us know. Literally, we could talk about this forever, and we have to. It is required now. Don't forget to like, subscribe, click the bell. We'll let you know when another episode is coming out. But that's it. Thanks for tuning in to PauseCast. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Goodbye forever.
See you next time.